Who is it?
Hello, this is Mindy McNeil, and I am over at Denver Voice, and I am speaking with one of the vendors here. His name is John Alexander, and John, I'd like to find out from you, because you are a vendor with Denver Voice, and how long have you been part of the program?
12 years. Very proud to say 12 years.
How did you come into contact with Denver Voice 12 odd years ago or so?
I ran it to my brother, one of my younger brothers. He had money that had been made honest because he had been in and out of prison more than half of his life. And now he has money, honest money, and he was taking me to lunch. And he told me or mentioned us about this place called the Denver Voice. During this time, I was very much addicted to drugs, crack cocaine to be exact. This was something to really see him. Even he was addicted to drugs as bad as I was at that time before, and he was doing better. A few days later, a week or so or something, I think I got kind of mismanaged my money for buying frames or more material to do artwork so that I can make more money to buy more drugs. And I remembered this place called the Denver Voice. And I remembered them telling me about you get free papers to get started. And I was at the drug house at this time. I'd been there all night. And I was out of money. And I remember this place, Denver Voice, go there, get some free papers, and return to my usual routine. That was 12 years ago, so it didn't go quite the way I had planned it. And that's about how I really came face to face or in contact with the Denver Voice.
The drugs, was that what led you to the homelessness then?
In my case, yeah. In many cases, many people end up losing their jobs and then losing everything they have and out on the street and their home and everything else, and turn to something to help them cope or help them escape from the particular reality of being homeless. In my case, I had a small business, a home, family, children, everything the good American society has and reached to maintain, and it was the drugs. I lost it all, selling things, bouncing checks and things like that, and that led me to homelessness. So with few people, it's the reverse. But the majority, it's being homeless and then turning toward drugs.
Yeah, I was talking with the executive director, Jennifer, at Denver Voice, and we were talking one time about how basically being able to take and sell the newspaper, it gets people back on their feet, so to speak, and gives them a way to transition, back into the work. What is your opinion on that? Is that a good thing to help people, or does it kind of limit them, or?
Nothing that I've seen and experienced in my 12 years is blocking anyone that's trying to better themselves, better their lives, trying to get started again. It is really, I guess, the old saying and everything from life along as long as life, what you make of it, how you apply yourself, what you do. The Denver Voice has here the program of, getting started, making some kind of money or something coming in, helping you daily or along the way. This is your business. You can apply yourself toward it, spare time, part-time, full-time, overtime. It's up to you. The door's not even blocked for you to come in. Nothing about you used to be in prison, you used to be on parole or probation or something. None of that kind of stuff, nothing. You're physically able to get here, even with the help of someone guiding your wheelchair or however you get here. The help is here. The people are here.
I do feel like homelessness has become a major topic or issue in the Denver metro area. I feel like it's, all over, but in the Denver metro area lately, I've seen the tent villages pop up, different things like that. What do you feel like the people who are not homeless, that portion of society, what can they do to help the homelessness, do you feel like?
The first thing they can do is open themselves, maybe open their, I don't know exactly how to word it, and I don't want to sound offensive, but maybe become more open toward understanding what the biggest problem, the biggest stumbling block with homelessness and homeless people is misunderstanding, the big gap of misunderstanding and the misconception of homelessness and homeless people. One of the main things is, the most common things is, that homeless people are lazy, drug addicts, alcoholics, and no count, no good, not even worth mentioning ever again. They never had anything, never will have anything, don't want anything, and it goes on. Criminals and ever shifty, shiftless, everything. And this is not true. What you're looking at when you look at homeless people, many of the homeless people in the situation they're in, you're looking at the surface. You're looking at the side effects, the byproduct of being homeless. And don't forget that every year around the world, many people in all the individual circles and families, to be more specific speaking, come together, have dinners, great times together with each other, part with great wishes and gifts, and we are really celebrating the most famous homeless person that ever lived, Jesus Christ. His birthday, remember, he was homeless. I think if you remember Mary having the news about being pregnant, they had a home. A few pages down the way, they're on the street somewhere, on the road, some strange land, trying to find a home. Joseph, I think he went doors and doors and doors, trying to find somewhere just for that night, just a home or something, just for that night. My wife is pregnant. I mean, the baby may come any moment. And no one went out of their way to help them. So even they experienced homelessness themselves. And later that night or the next night or something, Jesus was born. He was born on the ground. That's where he slept and where he was as well born. Giving you the depth of just how homeless the situation and things that was suffered day to day by Jesus and his parents. And anybody can become homeless. And it's caused simply by circumstances beyond that individual's control. People don't wake up dreaming and thinking that, no, this is the way I want to be. Oh, they just want to be like that. No, that's not true. A person that's faced with circumstances beyond their control is what creates and causes homelessness.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, John. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.